Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
Hey, good evening. This is Derek Oliver, and this is D&K Bible Break. I am the host and my co-host, Miss Kay. You there, Kay?
I am here. Good evening. Happy Monday.
All right. Okay, happy Monday to you, too. We are live on Blog Talk Radio, and for those that are on the Internet that's listening on the Internet, that's at www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver, or that's on the phone lines at 845-277-9094. And we just want to say good evening to everyone. We are blessed to see another day. We are blessed to have this platform. We're just blessed all the way around. We took last week off just because we needed a mental break, nothing to it. Also, we just want to thank those that support us, all our sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Pizza Hut, Outback, Brentwood Publishing, Finish Line. We just want to say thank you for your support. Also, to everyone that tunes in every Monday night to listen to us, whatever our topic may be that's been listening for the last year, we just want to say thank you. We appreciate you. And just to give you a little heads up, we're taking the month of December off, so D&K will not be on the month of December. Sort of what I want to talk about, because we just got a lot going on in the month of December, and it's the holiday, and it's also my birthday month, so we're just going to be busy the month of December, so we're going to take the month off the month of December, so we won't be no D&K the month of December, just letting everybody know that now, we will not be on. You want to say anything, wife, before I move forward?
Yeah. I'm just going to add a note in there. Just because we won't be on the air does not mean we're taking a vacation from doing the Lord's work. We're still going to be about our Father's business. You just won't have us online on Mondays. Just want to add that side note there.
Well, I'm glad you added that side note because, you know, this is a ministry. And I just want to say this, because when you do ministry, you know, people think that you're not supposed, when you do ministry, sometimes you need to take, who's ministering you while you're ministering? I guess I want to say that. And it's important because, you know, the last couple of weeks and even today on my email, I'm talking to a lot of different people that has ministries outside of their church. And I don't know how to say it. I guess just say it, just to say it. For me, it's hard to minister without being ministered to. So a lot of times, and I know there's a lot of engagements that me, well, I don't even tell my wife about the engagements because we can't make them. And not that we can't make them, but the Lord ain't told us to do it. And if the Lord don't tell us to do it, then we're just not going to do it, especially if it takes us away from our home church. Every now and then I can see us doing something, But for the most part, we're going to be on our home church on Sundays, unless it's something on a Sunday night or something like that. But the way we're set up and the way we're built in my house, I can't speak for everybody else, but in our house, after we get out of church on Sunday, that's really, you know, we have to get ready for the work week. And, you know, if it's something that me and my wife feel that the Lord is telling us to do, we'll do it. But for the most part, me personally, I'm going to be in my home church because I have to be fed in order to feed everybody else. You have to have the word. Not that we don't study on our own here, because me and my wife, we always got a book, the Bible, and the references always somewhere. So it's not that we're lack of studying, but there's a scripture, and hopefully my wife will read it for me in a minute, that, you know, you have to be ministered to as well. That's not what we're going to talk about today, but I just wanted to put that out there because some people that I talk to, friends of mine and associates, kind of didn't like my answer when I said we couldn't make certain arrangements. And from their reaction, I talked to my wife and I said, we just take the whole month of December off because we do have a lot of ministry we have to do, but also at the same token, we have to be ministered to as well. And we don't ever want to lose sight of doing the Lord's work, but also being ministered to. I've been in a church a long time, and I used to just go on reserve tank, go with what I heard, go with what I know, because it sounded good, not because the Lord told me to do it. I want to be in complete alignment with the Holy Spirit when He tells us to go places. So I know that I'm doing His will and not my will, if that makes sense. With that being said, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to turn it over to my wife, who's going to do a recap from what she talked about on yesterday. Did I make sense? Am I making sense?
Yeah, it made sense. I do have a scripture that I want to read. And if I'm taken out of context, please forgive me, but there is a scripture, Hebrews 13:17. It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So it's important to obey your leaders and be accountable to someone, because how can you go out here, or how can I go out here like a loose cannon? Yes, I know the word. Yes, I can. I trust the Lord with what He gives me, but at the same time, I do have someone that I need to answer to, as far as my pastor and my first lady, and that's out of respect for the house the Lord has placed me in. And I just think that if you belong to a church, you should have respect for the leaders of that church. It's not that you got to get permission. It's a respect thing. So if you can't respect your leaders, then why are you even there? So
just let me ask a question. And I know we're not even supposed to, I'm not even supposed to go over. But what you just said, but when you're ministering and you're doing the Lord's work, and there's a lot of people I know that's doing the Lord's work outside of their church. But shouldn't, at some point, shouldn't we as individuals, and I'm just going to leave it on me, don't someone have to minister to me? Don't someone have to keep me, feed me, restore me, so I can get restored back? Because for so long, and I'm not talking about me now, but me back in the day, I would do ministry, but no one was ministering to me. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you getting your fuel? I understand
the
Holy Spirit is going to
right.
You also need to plug in somewhere.
Right, and that's all what I'm saying. And there's a lot of people I know that's not plugged in anywhere, and they're doing it this and that. And that's not what we're talking about, but I'm just letting people know where we're at as a, you know, me and my wife when we go out. And from here on out, when I do speak, you know, is going to be done not the way I normally do it. Because before, and I'm growing and I'm new at this, I just say, tell my wife I'm going to speak here, and that'd be it. There's no discussion and no ifs, ands, or buts because, you know, I'm going to speak this day. Now I'm different, and it's just recently I will have my wife with me. So not only do it have to fit my schedule, it has to fit my wife's schedule because we are a team. Now, I know all the time she's not going to be able to make it, but 99% of the time she should be well on my side and vice versa because my wife does ministry. She does a lot of online stuff. But if she was going out, you best believe I would be right there with her without a question, without no doubt. Now, if I couldn't make it for some strange reason, and that's one thing, but just moving forward, because I believe I was out of order in my thinking and in my way I was doing things before. But over the last few months, looking at things, you know, I kind of got an insight, and the Lord's been dealing with me, you know, about just our ministry that me and my wife does. We could be gone every weekend, but that's not what the Lord wants us to do. And I want to say this as well, and then I'm going to turn it over to my wife. The Lord has blessed us and opened up doors that I asked the Lord to do. And because he opened it doesn't necessarily mean I have to go through it. Because before you go through it, you have to count the cost and the requirements that it's going to take to go through that door. And a lot of this stuff with me talking with the different TV shows and this and that, it was great and it feels good, but was I really ready to handle all of that? The Lord blessed me with it, but at the same time, sometimes you have to check because we're not ready for everything. And not because I'm not spiritually ready, it's just my family wasn't ready. And then we've already been attacked by the devil, and then for new levels is new devils. And we just got to make sure that we are prepared when we're doing ministry. That's pretty much all I want to say. But I'm going to be quiet because I don't want to confuse nobody, and I don't want to confuse myself. So I'm going to turn it over to my wife. She's going to
– I just want to make another side comment before we get into what we're going to talk about. This is just enough. These are just side comments. So the other day, I think it was last week, we were talking, and I was sharing with you how, you know, some things were said with me in my teenage years, my adult years, and they stuck with me, and
right.
Every once in a while I'll revert back to that feeling, and
right.
I just wanted a side note is be careful what you say to people because you don't know how it's going to affect them. You may be playing around with the situation, but you don't know the state of mind or the state of heart that person is in. So as saints, just be mindful of what you say to somebody and how you say it because you just don't know. You know, do everything, you know, decently and just be careful. That was my side note. Okay. So we're talking about I guess we're gonna just piggyback off of some of the things that we spoke about on yesterday. My main focus yesterday was in reference to, you know, us getting our hearts right. It's a lot of people out here, myself included, who have situations that go on and circumstances that go on that may harden you. And it's time for us to have that plowed out. It's time for us to let the Lord break up that fallow ground in our hearts. I just mentioned a situation that, you know, that I experienced coming up that affected me. And sometimes things can harden your heart and you don't realize that your heart is hardened in a certain area until it's brought to your attention, like, well, why every time I do this or I say that, it seems like you get an attitude or you say something smart or you withdraw and act reserved. Because a lot of the times we have things going on that we haven't turned over to the Lord. And we may not even realize that we're holding on to some things, especially in our past, whether it's your childhood, adulthood, just circumstances of life. It's a lot of things that we hold on to, and I believe that we don't know how to let them go because we're so, it's like our comfort, and we're so used to holding on. And like I said yesterday, traditions. Oh, this is how my mama did it. This is how I grew up or whatever. I grew up in, like I stated many times, in a household. We didn't really have a lot of males, and most of the males, they passed away from drugs or murder or whatever, but no one's left, period. And growing up, it's being in, I was taught to be independent. You don't need a man for nothing. You can do it on your own. And by being strong-willed, it kind of hindered me to, I had this wall that I didn't know I had, because that's the way I was raised. There's a wall to, I'm going to ask you one time, I'm not going to ask you again, I'll do it myself. I don't care if I have to go out and change a tire, do whatever. I'm not going to change a tire, but that's just a bigger speech. Something that most guys do, I will do it because I'm not going to keep asking you to do it. But that's that wall and that independence, things that can hinder us if we don't let the Lord help us break it away, because we don't know that we could be causing damage. And then it's a cycle. You raise your kids like that, then they raise their kids like that. It's a never ending cycle. So my goal, my desire is to break up any of these things that I do knowingly and unknowingly. I don't want it. I want the Lord to remove it, and whatever is not like Him, that's not pleasing in His sight. My prayer is that it gets broken away, melted away, chiseled down, whatever He has to do to remove it, that's my prayer. So hopefully you were all able to tune in on yesterday to get something from the Word. And another thing that I mentioned as far as the sowing, we're sowing seeds on the surface, expecting a harvest. We're doing the minimum and expecting God to do these great things. It's like we're saying, okay, Lord, well, I did this over here, now you do this. And it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. We need to do our part. And like I said yesterday, go deeper in the Word, sow deeper, dig deeper, and let's get in there. Go ahead, husband. I feel like I'm just talking. Go on.
There's a lot to unpack from yesterday, especially from the emails, we got a lot of positive feedback from yesterday. And because of the positive feedback, you know, I wanted my wife to, you know, go over some of the things. I joke with her all the time because she has, like, a pile of notes. And if y'all watched it online or heard her through Blog Talk yesterday, she really didn't get to go through her notes. But she was preaching. And my point that I tried to make earlier that I'm going to try to make again, because I got a couple texts by the comments I made earlier, is the fact that we are a team. Whether I'm preaching or she's preaching, we are a team. And when you talk about surface stuff, you know, we don't just do surface ministry. And what I mean by surface ministry, and I hope I don't, and I really don't care if I offend anybody, but surface ministry, yeah, you know, people offer us to come speak at their church all the time now. And I'm going to say it because I know this pastor is listening to it, who just recently asked, when are we coming to their church? And the answer is we're not. And I'm not trying to be smart when I say it, But if it's an event, anniversary, something, you know, we may show up. But again, we're not surface. We're not doing on surface ministry. We're not doing this just to look good. We're not doing it to make a name. And that's why I said on Sundays, we're going to park our ship at the place God intended us to be. And we're going to get fed the word of God, because in order for us to do ministry anywhere else, we have to show, we have to be in line. And the Lord put us in a place for us to be there, be committed there. And then after the day's over with, when we set sail through the week, we can do our ministry. And that's what the Lord is putting on my heart. Now, he may put other things in your heart, and you can be gone for months at a time and do this and do that. Well, if that's what the Lord is telling you to do, because the Lord, I thought the Lord was telling me to do that. But the Lord has showed me in the last few months, you know, because I've asked him, and he's opened up a lot of doors. And because he's opened up a lot of doors, don't necessarily mean I have to go through all these doors that he opened up. He wants me to do his will, not my will. And when we're ministering, we want to be deep. We want to make it. We want to have an effect. We want to be able to have an effect on people. So when you text us or you call us or you email us and say you enjoyed it or you liked it, it really goes a long way. Next year, you know, we haven't decided if we were going over to London or not. I mentioned it months ago. It may be a trip we take, but that's doing ministry. You know, going to these local churches, doing this and doing that, you know, I don't know. Unless the Lord tell me and my wife to do it, we'll do it. But the reason I'm saying what I'm saying is because I see so many people doing surface ministry. And if you're not, surface ministry is, I got to be the one preaching. I got to be the one teaching. It's my name that has to be in light. The month of December, me and my wife are going to be doing ministry, but we're not speaking. We're not in lights. So the reason we're taking D&K off for a minute is because we're going to be ministering. And how can we minister if no one is ministering to us? So we're not going to get on here and fake the funk and act like we got it all together, because we just, you know, we day by day. You know, the Lord woke us up. He blessed us this morning to get us through another day. Hopefully we'll be able to do the same thing tomorrow. And just because I can quote a scripture or we can preach, I'm not going to have my preaching in vain. So I hope I'm making sense, but I'm not knocking anybody else's ministry. If you're doing what you're supposed to do and you ain't at your church, then that's between you and the Lord. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But as far as me and my wife is concerned, we're not just going to be taking engagement just because somebody asked us to go somewhere. We're just not going to do that. I'm surprised I'm saying it. But it's just the way the Lord is leading us to go. We want to have an impact. When we do something, we want to have an impact. And you can't have an impact if you always want your name in lights, if you always want to be on the top. Sometimes we got to get down in the dirt and get deep down in there and wait a while before we can keep moving forward. That's just me. And if you disagree, you know, let me know. If I'm wrong, let me know. I could be. I don't feel like I am, because I just feel like we're going in a different direction. And the direction we're going in is, you know, the direction we're going in. And like I said, and I'm going to use this illustration, and I'm going to be quiet and let my wife talk. But I played high school football. I almost was a four-year letterman, but I missed it by two quarters. Played college football. And one of the things that was consistent from high school to college was if you did not practice, you did not play. If you didn't practice, I didn't care who you were, if you didn't practice, in high school, Monday was a light practice, Thursday was a light practice. And most of Monday and Thursday, the coach would tell us to, you know, go in the weight room, get in the hot tub, get refreshed. We're going to walk over everything. You don't understand, need to be here for that. But for the Tuesday and Wednesday practices, that was full go. If you didn't practice those days, you were not playing, period. And it hit me the other a few weeks ago, you know, when we're in ministry, how can you minister if you're not being ministered to? Now, I know we can read our Bibles and we can pray and we can study, but how can you effectively minister if you're not being ministered to? That's my question. As long as I've been in the church, I still need to have a church home. I still need to listen on Sunday morning, on Tuesday night when Bible study. I still need to be present to get filled the Word of God, because the scripture my wife just read, we need that. We have to have someone to keep us in check, to feed us, so we can go out and do the Lord's will. And I hope I'm making sense, because in a minute I'm going to be ghetto and just tell you what I really think. I don't want to do that. I'm trying to be nice.
Well, you know, with anything, when you have your own agenda, then you march into the beat of your own drum. You're doing stuff the way you want to do it, when you want to do it, with who you want to do it. And a lot of times when you do that, it just seems like you're not doing it. I don't know if I could say it that way, but I'm just going to say it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You're not doing things according to the way you're supposed to do them if you're not letting the Spirit lead you. Because if I'm doing it my way, then there's no way that I'm letting the Spirit lead me. It's my agenda. I'm not seeking the Lord. I'm just getting up saying, okay, I got this to do. I got to go here. I got to go there. And that's me leading myself. That's my flesh telling me what to do, instead of the Spirit leading me. And if I can, I want to, like yesterday, the one of the titles that we had was From Seeds to Harvest. And I was looking at the word sow. And I like the word. It says statement of work. So to sow is your statement of work. When you sow whatever you're sowing, that's your statement of work. And at the end of the day, we should be showing our statement of work to please the Lord. And a lot of times we do things, like you said, to be in the limelight, you did a good job in front of man, and that's not what it's about. Because at the end of the day, I could care less if you don't like what I said. If you do like what I said, I appreciate it, but everything that I do is going to be for the glory of God. And I pray that everything that you do is for the glory of God. It's not about patting anybody on the back or anything like that. Everything goes to God. And that's what our labor should be, is to please him. And we should be humble and not be full of pride thinking it's us, because it's not. If you pray and you asking the Lord to use you, let the Lord use you. It shouldn't be you with your own agenda, doing things your way.
Whether
it's a reward or a bad reward, you will receive a reward. So what you sow good, you reap good. So go ahead.
Well, see, you said something else, because you gave the definition of what sow is, your work. And because I've been in church my whole life, and I'm speaking for a lot of people who won't admit this, but just because you're called to the ministry, and it's very easy, because it's happened to me several times, for my agenda, and I throw the Lord's name on it, and it's still my agenda, and it sounds good, it looks good, but at the same time, it's really not being led by the Spirit. And we got to be careful of imitations. that's not real knockoffs. You got to be careful of knockoff Christians, knockoff leaders. It sounds good. It looks good, but it's not being led by the Holy Spirit. And the only way you're going to know if it's not being led by the Holy Spirit is if you're connected to the Spirit and I'm connected to the Spirit, it's going to be in agreement. A lot of times, and I'm going to say something, we're supposed to be talking about men, and I'm going to go somewhere with this in a minute. I will come to my wife, and I will say something to her crazy, and she will just give me a look. And I know that it wasn't from the Lord. It was me. And she'll give me that look, like, Lord ain't told you that. And I know I got to keep it moving, keep it going, doing this or doing that. And that's fine. That's why the Lord gave me a helpmate to help me make the right decision sometime, most of the time. But when I say that, we just got to be careful. People have to be careful about imitation ministries, imitation leaders. What I love about where I'm at compared to where I used to be is that I can go to my leader, and my leader is my leader. He's not my leader acting like my leader. He's my leader because he leads by example. And I always give credit. You know, the Lord gives all the glory. But sometimes when people who are doing things the right way, you can follow them and you have no issues with what is being done because they're following the Lord. As the Lord leads them, you can see it. And you just don't see it on Sunday. You see it throughout the whole week. You see it. Not that people don't have issues or people go through struggles, but you see them living their life, and then that's who you want to surround yourself with. And when you surround yourself around people who are living their life the correct way, when nonsense come your way, you will know it. It will make you feel uncomfortable. And if you feel uncomfortable, evidently either you're doing something or they're doing something. But the Lord ain't going to have you feel uncomfortable for no reason. Him telling you there's a reason you feel uncomfortable. You need to get out of the way. And I'm just saying that because it's just important in this ministry. There's too many people who are leaving the ministry because of nonsense. And because on surface type Christians, and it's hurting me because people see it and don't want to say nothing about it, and I'm trying to do it through the Word, but I'm just going to say it. You just got to be careful. One thing that I'm not going to do, I'm going to try not to do, is embarrass my wife, and vice versa. She embarrassed me because we're a team. I'm not going to be going to the left and she's going to the right because there's confusion and that comes before the day and people can see that. So when I say that I'm not doing no speaking engagements unless it fits me and my wife, it don't have to be D&K. This could be Elder Oliver. I've been preaching for almost 35 years. So, and she knows that. So if she gives me her blessing to go, that's one thing. But I'm looking at it as we're a team. We're going to go together because we're together. He put us together for a reason. So our ministry, and my wife has helped me over the last few months because I was getting a big head with my chaos and start doing things that was not appropriate in the ministry. Because just because the door was open don't mean I have to go through the door. And then when you go through the door, you don't handle the same new levels, new devils. You have to be careful. You have to watch. That's why when I talk about our ministry, even on tonight, we've reached people all over the world. And I thank the Lord for my wife because she has grown into this awesome woman of God. And she's helped me see some things and helped me take steps forward to make me a better man. which makes me a better husband, a better brother, a better elder, a better friend. And sometimes my man pride gets in the way because of the way that I'm built. I'm very competitive. I like to win. I like to be a part of something that's doing something great. But sometimes you have to slow your roll because everybody's not on that level, and you have to do what God wants me to do. This is all Derek's thinking. This is all what Derek wants. Is this what the Lord wants? And now what I'm seeing what the Lord wants, he's putting us in position to do ministry, but not surface ministry. We don't always have to speak. That's not the end-all game for us. We don't always have to have our names in light. That's not the end-all game for us. Now, it is for other ministries, and that's what you do. But for what we're doing, we're trying to do what God wants us to do together. And if it's not going to be together, then what's the point of even doing it? So that's what I'm trying to say. Especially to all the pastors that commented on yesterday. I appreciate it. But we're not up to going to all these other churches and speaking and doing all that. That's just that. First of all, it's not my wife. She ain't trying to buy no hat and wear no high heel shoes and try to be something that she's not. And if that's what you're looking for from us, it's not. Now, yeah, I've held many positions in the church before. I'm accustomed to it, but we're not religious. We have a relationship with Christ, and we ain't trying to go that route. So before you start speaking in tongues over us and start giving us prophets about what we're supposed to be, me and my wife, we talk to the Lord every single day. We write in what we're supposed to be moving forward, and we ain't trying to be on the surface. You hear us joke a lot and play a lot. That's between me and my wife. But I'm just being serious because the Lord has blessed us too much. Even though the devil is mad at us, the Lord is always blessing us. And I just want to give a shout out to my wife because she's grown so much over the last 2 years. She has really stepped into her own as a minister in the kingdom of God, because all she used to do was just teach, and not that it wasn't important, so I don't want to make it seem like what she was doing was irrelevant, but teaching, you know, little preschool kids, she has an awesome work in her, and she's growing so much. She did something amazing yesterday I haven't even said, because she's just an amazing woman of God. She wrote a check out yesterday. And when she didn't write a check, let me say that. She made a payment online yesterday for her daughter's apartment that we're paying for. And she's not on campus, so we have to pay for an apartment for her, which the rent is really high. Normally, when my wife has to write a check or do something, she's just cleaning everything. She's just in a, I ain't gonna say a bad mood, but she's always, I need to find another job. I need to do this. But yesterday she was so calm, cool. And when she was doing it, I was sitting next to her, and she said a little prayer and let it go. I haven't heard her say nothing about it yet. She hasn't said anything. Now, this is between me and her. I know y'all don't probably care, but I'm just telling you the growth. Because any other time she would have put on her gloves and start cleaning up stuff and making comments, I need another job, I need to look for this, and she didn't do that. And it's the growth.
Let me tell you.
It's the growth. And also, here. I'm going to let you talk.
It's the growth,
but also,
so let me comment on that part right there. Because history has shown me that, you know, I'm trying to hold on to stuff, and God always has my back. It may not come back the way that it went out, but it comes back. And if I don't know anything, I know to trust him, because I can't be telling people to trust him and I'm not trusting him. So I'm just learning to trust him with everything, regardless of what it looks like, how I feel about it, I may not understand it. I may not like it, but I trust God. And can't nobody tell me otherwise what God can't do. And again, it may not come back monetarily, but it will come back because I'm his daughter.
And the only reason I brought that up, is because I want people to understand that, you know, how far you've come, and we're not just, you're just not a surface. And you can tell by the way you teach, the way you talk, you're not a surface person. But all those people that are, you know, that's in church, that's been born and raised in church, and all they know is religion and cliches, we're not about that life. I just want them to know that. And we are growing, even myself, on a daily basis. We're growing a little bit. We've been hit hard over the last month, 2 months. The devil has come in and tried to really wreak havoc. And that's what people don't see on the outside, the havoc that has been upon us. But Monday after Monday, we're right here. Sunday after Sunday, we're right where we're supposed to be. Every message has been preached across the pulpit has been specifically for me and my wife. We got a word last week, and it was so profound from one of the sisters at the church, as if they were living in our house. And it was like, wow. And when I say this, why would we want to be away from the house that has blessed us, that has built, help us birth what we got? Why would we want to be away from that? You know, God is too good. His word is too good for us to be going anywhere besides where we're at. Not saying that we can't go do ministry, but there's an order in how you do things. And this is a shout out to our church, Praise Tabernacle. We want to thank you. For those that may be listening, we just want to say thank you for having us, because we've learned so much in 2 years. We've grown as a married couple. We're all about our Father's business right now. And for those family members that listen to us, we're having the time of our life doing the ministry that God has us to do. And I'm just ecstatic. One of my sponsors is Royal Caribbean. We were supposed to do it last year. We wasn't able to do it, but God be willing, December 10th through the 13th, I'm going to celebrate my 50th birthday in the Bahamas. We're going to do the cruise. I want to personally thank them because as long as we're doing the Lord's ministry, the Lord is going to bless us. It may not be monetarily, but we're going to go on a cruise, just me and my wife, and we're going to enjoy it. We tried to do it with everybody, but the Lord said, you know, because of the pandemic and everything, we're just going to kind of keep it simple. And he's blessing us. The first weekend in December, we have the Pastor's Appreciation. I'm looking forward to that for a reason that ain't no one even thinking about, but there's a special reason I'm looking forward for that. The following weekend, December the 10th through the 13th, me and my wife will be in the Bahamas. The following weekend, my wife got me going to this gala, Christian gala. It's a black tire fair type thing. So, you know, I got to put my pretty clothes on and make sure I'm, you know, suited and booted. And then it's Christmas. So, you know, a whole month of December for the weekends are all booked up. And they're blessings, because this is what the Lord is showing me. This is what it's about. And you know, this is why when we come on here on Mondays, we do the Lord's work. We're talking to common people. We ain't trying to be a Bible study and tell them to, you know, do this and do that. We save that for, you know, other people to do that. But what we're doing, we're giving back. It's a way for us to give back, because you never know who you're helping or who who's going to help us when they hear certain situations. You know, I put my son through college, which was rough. And my wife is putting her daughter through college, which is rough. You wouldn't believe the calls we get at night. You wouldn't believe it. Her daughter was sick the other night. really sick. And you know, it's those type of things at 2-3 o'clock in the morning that people don't see how you really have to trust in the Lord. And we can't just be getting up running, even though we could, but sometimes you just got to trust in the Lord. And but yet, don't think that the panic wasn't there. My son, I shared this. I don't think I shared it on this show, but for 8 minutes, literally 8 minutes, I thought I would be planning my son's funeral. And because of the situation, he took and ate some edibles that he didn't know what they were. He thought they were candy because they were candy edibles. And he took I don't know if they were gummy worms, and then he ate a whole candy bar. And he freaked out to the point that he didn't know what was going on, and he was rushed to the hospital. His mother called me in a panic, didn't know where he was, his car keys, cell phone, wallet was all left in a house unlocked. We called the hospital. They didn't have no name of who my son was. And then when they finally found out we had his name, this is what was said to me. He had a medical emergency. And that's all we can tell you. Last time I heard someone had a medical emergency, we had to go identify the body. So when I'm hearing this, when I'm leaving work, and his mother is in so just out of it, her and his aunt, her sister, was just crazy. I had to calm them down. But yet I was going through something. This is why you got to have a strong mate. Because when I called my wife from work, telling her what was going on, I was driving. My wife did one thing. She said, "We're just going to stop and pray right now." She prayed for me right then and there on the phone, just start praying. And we got the call that he was at the hospital, but we had no word of what kind of condition he was in. The only thing that the doctor said was he's lucky that his heart didn't stop as much as he inhaled, because it was very strong what he took. And then I'm worried about, okay, did they spike it with something? Is he going to be in his right frame of mind? And here I am. I'm Derek Oliver. I'm chaos. I couldn't get no special treatment. I couldn't get no – I had to wait it out. And in waiting it out, my support system, which is my wife, she guided me through this situation to where now it's emotional, because that's my baby. That's my boy. And yet the Lord has shown me that the devil is going to try, but he's not going to succeed. And my son has a testimony, because the first thing he said when I talked to him, he apologized. And I didn't understand why he was apologizing, because he said that what I did was stupid. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I should have did, you know, with the checks and all of that. And he has a purpose on his life that the Lord has on him. So I'm saying all of this, so when we do ministry, it's deep, because now it's affecting my family. And I got to make sure that I'm not just doing surface stuff. Because if you do surface stuff, the Lord ain't going to always be there to protect you if you have your own will and your own agenda. But as long as you keep doing what the Lord tells you to do in the correct way, he will always make an escape. He will always be there for you. And that's why when I don't take this ministry thing, I take it to the full effect. So if I'm out of line, I really don't need no one to tell me, because the Holy Spirit is going to convict me, and we're going to keep it moving. But there's a lot of nonsense that goes on, and it bothers me, because how can you do all this nonsense when the Lord is blessing you every single day? And how can I, where me and my wife at today, how can we be off doing ministry other places, but this is the place that the Lord put us and blessed us and let us grow every single week? So why wouldn't we want to be here is my question, unless it was just surface growing, just want to be here for show. And if you're here for show, then you're only going to be here for show. you know, we used to have this thing in school, wife, and I'm going to shut up and get ready to get off the air. But we used to have this thing, and I think I'm working on a message for it called show and tell. You know how you can come to school and you can bring something and you can show something and let everybody see what you got? But you only did it like once a month, once every, and you would bring that special item in to show it. There's a lot of Christians that want to show and tell. And if they ain't showing and telling, they're not there. Because all they want to do is show what they can do and show what they got. But they don't never want to be there when it's someone else's turn to show and tell. And to all the patterns, I want to say this. If you got elders and preachers in your church, you ain't got to call me to come preach at your church. Me or my wife, you ain't got to call us. And I'm not saying that to be rude, but we ain't trying to show and tell nothing. We have a ministry. And we're going to do the ministry the way the Lord wants us to do the ministry. And certain days, we got to be at our home in order to get ministered to, in order for us to minister. I know I think I like to sound intelligent sometimes, but I'm ignorant. I need to get fed the word of God as much as I can get. My wife can contest to that. Because I, you know, sometimes I go out in left field. And I know this because I know me. And I'm man enough to admit I can go out in left field somewhere and a few months ago, I got caught up in the limelight, got caught up with this chaos mess and just because you got a door open don't mean you got to go through it. You got to be careful. And I'm just worried about people who are out there setting selling. Just because you've been in the Word for a long time, you still got to get ministered to. You still have to follow instructions. You just have to. You can't be out there just doing what you want to do without being fed the word of God. That's why I'm thankful for Praise Tabernacle, because I'm in a position where I can hear the word, I can be taught the word, and it's good word. But if I didn't look at it on the surface and try to compete with it, then, you know, we ain't doing nothing but a whole bunch of hollering, religious stuff. And that's not what we're about. And for those that is listening now, just remember, we're going to be off the whole month of December. We got stuff to do, so much that I'm just letting you know, the month of December. But we'll be back next week, and I'm going to continue the subject of dealing with these sorry men. We will be back dealing with that. I didn't forget about it, but I just wanted to reflect on a little bit of stuff from yesterday. And I don't know how I got caught up in where I'm at right now, but it is what it is. And me and my wife, as we continue to move forward, we want to be a blessing to other people, to other ministries. But at the same time, we're going to do it decent and in order. You know, and just because you offer us something don't necessarily mean we're going to take it. You know, we ain't, you know, me and my wife, we are from the hood, but we ain't, you know, We don't accept everything from everybody. You know, you can't always go eating in somebody else's house. You know, my mother used to teach me that. You can't eat everybody's food. You can't go to everybody's church trying to minister to them. You can't try to minister. You know, you have to be led to do certain things. And I know people will argue with me on this, and that's fine. Tomorrow I may be in an argumentative type mood, but tonight I'm just mellowed out because the Lord has really blessed me and shown me some things.
Let me say something. You just said something that came to my mind about you can't eat everywhere. You know, when you eat a little of this, you eat a little bit of that, and you eat here, you eat there, eventually you're going to get a stomach ache because you didn't eat a combination of things. And goes back to what you were saying, and I'm like, if there's nothing like a home cooked meal, and your church—that's your home church, that's your home cooked meal. You shouldn't be eating here, eating there. You're gonna get a stomach ache. So that just came to my mind when you said that.
Yeah, well, that's what happens sometimes. Yeah. You know, my father used to tell me that. He said, just because someone asks you to come speak don't mean you got to go. If they got elders and teachers, why they want you to go? You ever think about that? If someone trying to feed you something and they keep offering you something, something must be wrong with it. Because if it's not appetizing that I want to go there, you know, something's just, you got to be careful sometimes. And a lot of this stuff is starting to come back to me as we move and as the Lord take us to new levels. Every door, just because we're in the position we're in, it's a blessing, yes. But sometimes you got to count the cost before you walk through that door. Are you ready as an individual to handle certain things? And there's certain things I just don't want to handle. You know, I just don't want to handle the Lord. No.
That's why it's important. Because when you have a relationship with the Lord and you're in communication with him, he'll let you know if you need to do it or not. Because anything that doesn't line up with what his word is saying, then I question where you're hearing that from. So it's important,
exactly.
Even with speaking, you got to make sure you go back to the word. Make sure, I don't care if they're in a pulpit, if anybody that you are in communication with that's talking to you about the word of God, make sure you go to the word, read it. Tell me, where is that found that in the Bible so I can look it up. Because there's a lot of people out here talking instead of,
you also got to be careful about that. Because, you know, they got all these Bibles. They can make it say what they want it to say. And that's why you got to have the Holy Spirit.
You got to study it.
Because I was, because, you know, I was in a conversation with an email that, you know, I'm it's funny when they say, well, you know, God's giving you an opportunity. You got to take it. You know, well, did the Lord tell you that? The Lord ain't told me that. You know, the Lord does things the way he does things, and I hear from the Lord, too. And a lot of stuff that happened with my, and this is for me, and then I'm done. Wife, you can pray and get us out of here and get a week schedule, but I just want to say this. The Lord is blessing me and my family, and yet there's a lot of doors opening. A lot of times they open, and the Lord is telling me, are you ready for this? And I have to be mature enough to say, no, I don't want this. I don't need this. This is not where I really want to be. I'm not trying, and you know, I'm just going to say it, you know, I'm tired of dealing with church folks. These Negroes is getting on my last nerve. And the fact is, you got to be polite. You can't say this. You can't say that. And I'm sitting back, and I'm just listening. And I'm like, Lord, give me the green light. And Lord, ain't no, you don't need, just don't do it. Just say no and keep it moving. But see, I want to see, Brother Derek want to say what I want to say, how I want to say it for the Lord. And the only way I'm doing this, I'm being nice tonight and just being like, for the people who want us to come, you know, we're flattered and all of that. I'm good. I'm happy. But, you know, me and my wife, we got a big family. And after we get out of church on Sunday, we got stuff to do in our house. And I can't go take care of somebody else's house if my house ain't taken care of. So, you know, we're fine with what we're doing right now. You can hear us on Monday. And every now and then you can watch us on Facebook when we speak live like we did yesterday. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the comments from the people who liked it. People that like my wife, and, you know, yeah, she's growing in the word. She's growing. And she's a bad sister because she was preaching.
It's not about me. It's not about me.
Well, right now, I'm going to give you 2 minutes and make it about you. Just for the simple reason. Well, I'm going to make it about you. It ain't about you. I'm talking. And as the head, I'm commanding you to just be quiet for a second. Hush. Let me finish what
it's
I'm
not
saying.
About me.
I'm trying to do what I do. But she has grown so much. I know a lot of people like, man, I wish where'd she hide that? It's not that she hid it. It's just she's got an opportunity to do it. You know. And as much money she spent for all them college courses she took from these other churches, and I, you know, She's reaping the benefits about it right now.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and present our weekly schedule. We're not going there. We are not going there. Tomorrow,
people
join
need
us
to know
at
that.
7 p.m. for our Bible study, PTC, 7 p.m. Amen.
Okay, but people need to hear this because they're still doing it.
No, they're spending all this money for these little classes.
Well, it is necessary. The truth will set people free. So let me ask you a question. Just let me ask a question, and then I'm going to move on. Let me ask you a question because people want to know. When you, I'm not going to say, I ain't gonna name no names or nothing. But you took you paid for some classes and went and got taught the word of God, am I correct? Taught you how to do certain things in the Bible?
You know what?
I'm just asking
a
question. It's a question. Okay,
I
you
did.
I did for my own growth. Okay. Don't clean it up. So you did do it. You paid money.
I had a desire to learn and to make sure that I'm doing things where the Lord is telling me to do them. So
that's the cute
you know
way
what?
Of saying
everybody,
but you,
everybody
you,
has a. You know
no,
what?
I just want to make a point.
This conversation with you.
No, we're gonna get into this conversation because people. I'm gonna make my point is because people going around charging money for these classes, and then they get all they teach these classes, but if they man enough to charge the people to teach the classes, but they ain't man enough to let the people have a position to say anything in the church. All the teaching you went through, how many times did you speak in church? And I'm not talking about to say something good about this person or that person. How many times did you spoke to the church? That's not what I'm asking you. Just answer the question. How many times have you spoken?
Okay, well, thank God for growth. Thank God for growth. And thank God for opening doors that he wanted to open according to his timing. That's the way I'm going to read it. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
But so in other words, I just want to clean it up and then I'm done. In other words, you paid your money to get taught and you wasn't allowed to teach nothing. And people are paying their money and take these little 6 week classes in a church and they get a little certificate that they get signed for what?
I didn't get a certificate.
To sit there. Okay, well you didn't get the certificate, so you didn't get your money there. Right. So my point is
this. But I didn't get my certificate.
Well, of course, because your check cleared. That's why you got the A in the class, because your check cleared.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're going to go ahead and
that's something we need to talk about, though, because people are out there
talking right now. We're not going to just
I'm speaking life.
Thank God for growth.
Talking. This is life.
And if you're in a position where you're wanting to take a class, by all means, take a class if that's what you feel led to do. So don't dismiss class taking. So we're going to leave that there.
So
you
like to do.
Request,
you like to be nice about
you
that.
You
like to be
request,
nice. I'm
if
just
you
saying.
Have, can I do the weekly schedule? Because you out of order right now. You're trying to be chaotic right now.
I'm telling
if
the truth. Go ahead.
Request, if you have any testimonies, please feel free to email those to us at ptcforchrist@gmail.com. That's P for praise, T for tabernacle, C for church. forchrist@gmail.com. Again, tomorrow night, please join us for Bible study. My husband going to tune in to Bible study tomorrow for sure because he need a recap because he out of order right now. So going to tune in tomorrow at 7 p.m.
I'm not out of order. I'm just speaking the truth. And let me ask another question. How many classes have you been offered to go to? And the thing about what I'm saying is this. When you are being led by the Spirit will let you know who you can and who you can't let do stuff. And all what I'm saying is this. If you didn't spoke since last February, how many times have you spoken in front of a pulpit, in front of people? I ain't counting about what you did online. I'm just talking about in front of a pulpit. You can't even count
that's
how many times right now.
We have leaders that are awesome, and they're great leaders. And because they're great leaders and they're great shepherds, they're teaching us how to follow suit. So,
what about the other leaders that's going out charging all this money for these people to take these classes and they don't even have an opportunity to share their gift? That's all what I'm saying.
To be the Bible break. Thank y'all for joining us. Join us again next Monday at 7 p.m. Same phone number, same time. Any other announcements you need to make before we close out?
I just think people want to ask for you to answer the question that I'm asking instead of trying to be cute with the situation and just say it. I mean, you dealt with it. Yeah, I'm about to close out. I'm about to close out.
Let's the Lord has said what he needed to say. Let's keep it moving. Come on, let's close it on out.
Well, Derek ain't yet finished saying what Derek wanted to say, but I'm going to close out right there because Derek got a lot more he need. But I'm speaking the truth, though. And I know some of the people out there that spend all this money for these classes and they don't get never an opportunity to share it with anybody. That's all. That's just a shout-out to the leaders that's doing all that. I'm closing this out. My engineer is already closing this out. They shutting me up. I'm going to